إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن ولا وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ankabut, the last ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُوُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the one who struggles and works hard in our paths, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who struggles and works hard in us, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, meaning to reach Allah, to connect with Allah, to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized and promised and said, surely we will guide him to the paths that lead to us. So the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hidayat, is promised to the one who makes effort, who struggles in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in trying to please him. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the ones who do ihsan. There again Allah has used the lam of emphasis. لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ is with the people who do ihsan. I remind myself anew that one of the effects of our modern lives, and especially of technology, is this whole mental conditioning towards quick results. Everyone wants instant coffee. So instantly, the moment you say something, the moment you start something, immediately results should be seen. And if the result is not seen instantly, then we lose interest and we lose enthusiasm and we get discouraged. There's no staying power. I constantly keep recommending tahajjud as the tool to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But very often I get this from different people. Shaykh, I'm praying tahajjud but nothing is happening to me. He said, well, how long have you been praying? Oh, since yesterday. Yeah? For the last 3 days. People took years. Lifetimes. People took lifetimes. Imam al-Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, he swept the masjid in Damascus for 2 years to clean his heart. So when he started, he didn't go for a 2-year sweeping course. He swept the masjid until he felt his heart was back to a healthy state. We know today it is 2 years. When he started doing, he didn't know it was going to be 2 years. May have been 20 years. And Imam Ghazali was jolly side more intelligent than me and you. So the point is that the issue of effort we forget. We think that the moment you start doing something, instantly result has to come. You start doing the work of Dawah, instantly you want the whole world to fall at your feet and say La ilaha illallah. It doesn't happen. It does not happen. Nuh alayhi salam, the Nabi of Allah. The Nabi of Allah. And also not just Nabi, Ulul Azam. Minal Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned him in a very special position. 950 years of da'wah. And what was the result? And that is the reason why we have to take Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. 13 years of struggle in Makkah, how many people accepted Islam? Couple of hundred people, if that. Maybe even less than that. 13 years of struggle by Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Who is better than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who has more taqwa? Who has more zuhud. So we have to get ready for the long haul. It's not a button, a taqwa button. You press it. I wish it was like that. Life would have been easier. But that is not how Allah made it. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us tasalli. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is comforting us. And Allah is not saying the one who reaches. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, the one who struggles. لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, definitely we will guide him towards us. Allah did not say the one who reaches a particular stage or a particular goal. as soon as you start, and that is why we need to take satisfaction from the journey itself. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to ask for the path. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not even ask us to ask for the destination, which is Jannah. That is Jannah. Allah did not say ask for Jannah. Allah said ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Because in this world, this is not the world of destinations. This is the world of paths. You have a path to goodness, you have a path to badness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have shown you وَهَدَيْنَاهُ نَجْدَيْنَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Say, my Rabb is the haq, and the one who wants to accept, he can accept. The one who wants to reject, he can reject. So this is the world of choices. This is the world of paths. Our job is to pick the right path and to stick to it and stay on that right path. That's it. As long as you pick the right path and you stay on the right path, it is the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah did not even say that on this path you have to move at a certain speed. Imagine if Allah had put those conditions, where we would be. We are as good as standing still, and that is presuming we are on the right path. May Allah protect us. Even that, there is no guarantee, because the only guarantee is, which is the right path? The path of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if whatever we are doing is not according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then where is the right path even? And if you are on the wrong path, then no matter how fast or slow you are going, it makes no difference. You are on the wrong road altogether. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that. So the key thing in this life is to pick the right path and to stay on it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comforted us and said, the one who does that, surely we will guide him. And as I said, it's the mercy of Allah. He did not say you have to go so fast or whatever, and he didn't specify a destination. Just staying on the path, that's it. Take pleasure in the journey, stay on the path. Continue with what you are doing. There is no new thing every day. The whole thing about Islam is that it is something which is complete in itself, and it was complete the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed the religion, which is in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After that, there is no addition, no subtraction, there is no new flavor, there is no new approach, and so on and so forth. Islam, we don't look for these so-called new things. These are the two problems of our modern lifestyles. One is we want immediate solutions. Second one is that we are constantly seeking for new sensations. We get bored very easily. These two things, incidentally, are the qualities of monkeys. Short attention span have the qualities of monkeys. Instant results and short attention span. So maybe Darwin was right, at least in the case of certain people. I mean, those who have short attention spans and who are constantly seeking new sensations, I think maybe they should refer to Darwin's theory of evolution. Maybe the ancestors of those people were actually monkeys. Because these are the qualities of monkeys. Short attention span, 2 seconds is gone, you want a new thing, constantly new thing. So same old story. Sorry, it's not my. I didn't write the story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote the book. That's 1400 years old. What can I do? I can't bring a new book for you. Where am I going to get a new book? So very important for us to be clear in our minds. Alhamdulillah, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu did not leave us in the dark to go and search and find our own. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the path, and he told us whose path it is. It is the path of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our job is to stick to this path. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that easy for us and to enable us to enjoy the journey, enable us to stick to the path and to do what is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because in the end that's the only thing which matters. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rabbal alamin.